I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I guess you should know that there's going to be lots of information coming your way in the next hour or so. And we're going to be talking about Diamond Children. We've got some yoga information from Babaji, lots of information concerning our extraterrestrial heritage, valuable techniques that you can put into practice, and we'll be touching upon reality creation and some magic from Marilyn the Magician. So if you're ready for all of that, we will begin after we get involved with the Hari Om mantra, which is how we usually start the ET Yoga programs. And it's from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth will play that short clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari, 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 H
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari.
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda, the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my normal disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for our new listeners to ET Yoga, you will also note that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in conjunction with becoming more self-empowered. And the more you know about how things work, the more you know about health, and thus you become in a better position to not only create perfect health and abundance in your life, but also to cure any ongoing situations. And I'd now like to kind of put a Pleiadian spin on the program, because it's kind of over the course of the last week looking at a book that I got back in like 1972. It's called UFO from the Pleiades, and that was all about the Billy Meier experience. And if you don't know about Billy Meier, M-E-I-E-R, Billy Meier, you know, he has been discredited in many counts by mainstream media and other sources, but Billy had a legitimate experience with Pleiadian contact. It's got some of the best pictures of Pleiadian craft available, and certainly his entire story is worth a look and an investigation. And one of the things I want to share with our listening audience this evening is there was a being identified as Elena, who was one of his visitors. And Elena actually signaled Meier telepathically in advance, and she arrived in another style of spacecraft, which Meier had not seen before. And she explained that she and others like her come from a planet in the star system Vega, which is a part of the constellation Lyra, as viewed from here. And the Vegans, as explained to Meier, are really descended from the early Lyrans also, as are the Pleiadians and us. And their ancestry is a little older than that of the Pleiadians. And I think this is really an important factor for people to know their extraterrestrial heritage. And this is also confirmed by Andromedans and Sirians and Bashar. So, you know, we can look to the constellation Lyra as really where our flow of humanity comes from. And of course, the latest tinkering with DNA, as confirmed by the Sumerian tablets, as discovered by Zechariah Sitchin, were from the Anunnaki. And, you know, I find it interesting to note that still today, a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that our DNA was originally constructed and intended to be a 12-strand DNA, and us operating fully with a 12-chakra system. And that system was cut down to two strands by the Anunnaki to basically keep us within a certain frequency band, and I guess in human terms to create a slave race. And I did find one source years ago from the Jalela star in the Niberian Council that actually took the human strain actually farther back from Lyra. And I haven't had that confirmed from other sources, but according to that particular source, when Prime Creator started the manifestation of life and the what they call the game in this particular version of Prime Creation, there were actually two groups, the Carrions and the Felines, that were brought from another game that had completed itself. And according to their history, it was the Felines that actually mixed their DNA with primitive something similar to the ape on our planet, and mixed their DNA with the ape to actually come up with the first human forms in Lyra. And on the other side of the coin, according to their thinking, the Carrions did the same with their DNA and created the reptilian side. And so I guess over the course of time and after public contact with other extraterrestrial civilizations, we'll probably get some confirmation as to that fact as well. And I'd like now to move on to another Pleiadian source, Solara on Ra. And if you don't know about Solara on Ra, I highly suggest you check out her YouTube videos. She's got some of the best meditations that I've ever run across. The other ones online that I think are some of the best come from Children of the Sun. And that has to do with activating your original DNA template. And even according to the Pleiadians, this is one of the most powerful things that you can do to break your hold on the controllers, because they certainly don't want, you know, free thinkers and people's DNA activated to the extent of it becoming an issue for them, because those people don't function inside the frequency range that they want you to be in. And there's a channeling from Solara on Ra of Babaji, and he speaks about Samadhi. And really, I kind of think of Samadhi as almost being synonymous with self-realization, because certainly those states of consciousness are consistent with that concept. And Babaji speaks in the flow of time, or no time, in which you exist. And he says that you have been yogis before, and you're simply remembering those ways of focus and discipline. And these ways of yoga with the divine, and the longing is there deep in your soul for the union of the divine. Not the concept, not the learning, not the understanding theory, but the true experience with which nothing on earth can compare. There's nothing that can compare with the bliss or samadhi within yourself. You become not only your body, not only your mind, your personality, you become one with creation. And the flowing creation energy field that encompasses all in creation, and you experience yourself as the beauty of a flower, as the glory of a sunrise, as the truth which is the divine nature which knows everything. And you feel simultaneously omnipresent and as small as a grain of sand. You have this simultaneous experience within you of being everything and nothing, and it takes you into a divine bliss. And that is what you seek in your heart of hearts, in your deepest soul. You seek this peace and experience of oneness with the divine and all that is. So you begin your journey with this kriya pranayama, one previously imparted only to the highest of the high, imparted only to those already 100% dedicated to the union with God. But the time is here when in which there is so much confusion within your species and on your planet, so much disharmony, and yet so much potential and light as the frequencies shift, what you call the shift into fifth dimension, which we, the masters of pranayama, call the shift into samadhi. And it is possible now, as never before, for a very high percentage of your population to rise into this frequency. And you yourselves, you sitting in this circle, experience this bliss also. It is not permanent for you now, because you move in and out of it, and you must practice staying in the field of bliss for longer and longer periods. Practice makes perfect. And you are assisted now by your combined energy field. You're assisted now by the joining of your frequencies, which allow you on an individual level to achieve more. And it is good for you to come together to share your practice. We ask you to do this, to share your practice, even if it is through the web of light rather than in person. For you encourage each other, not only in your practice, but to be loving, to be kind, to be of service, and you are inspired by each other on your path. This is most desirable, for there are no longer the ashrams available to all spiritual seekers in all lands. So you create spiritual communities by choosing to come together and taking time outside of your everyday reality to practice together. This is highly beneficial. And so we wish you well. We wish you joy in your practice. We assist you with your discipline. We assist you with your physical assignment and alignment, so you do not feel so many aches and pains and find yourselves miraculously sitting like the yogis of old in full lotus, locked into the physical position that allows you to move into the breathless state. For this breathless state is assisted by your posture and your pranayama practice, and you will be assisted by our channel. And the channel in this case is Solara on Ra. And for those that are not familiar with the term Babaji, Babaji, I first came across his name in Autobiography of a Yogi, and that's what I consider to be the classic yoga text. And many, many amazing miracles, let's say, are explained in the book Autobiography of a Yogi. And Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, was the author of that particular text. And he is also the founder of Self-Realization Fellowship, which is very huge, especially in California, but all over the world. And I'd like to now move on to another concept that I hadn't heard of until recently, and it's called, it's about the Diamond Children. And it said, we're now familiar with the terms Indigo Child, Crystal Child, and Rainbow Child, but not many have heard of the term Diamond Child or Diamond Children. And as I understand it, these beings actually come from the eighth dimension. And unlike their predecessors, a diamond child is not here to change things. A diamond child will rarely bring attention to him or herself and will often move through life undetected. So why are they here? Well, let's look at the where the name comes from. A diamond is a great conductor of light and energy. And unlike crystal, which is similar but extremely delicate and can shatter easily, diamond is one of the hardest and difficult to destroy natural rocks on Earth. Yet in the dark, it is invisible. Diamond children are the same. While in the dark, they are as invisible as anyone else on Earth. But once they start conducting or channeling light and energy, you'll never meet a brighter, pure light on Earth. Diamond children will often be A-plus students. They will be talented at any subject or task or hobby they care to pursue, and thus will often end up doing nothing of consequence because their energy is spread too thinly among too many subjects. And they are avid learners, which they do out of interest and not to take sides or be knowledgeable. Diamond children know they are right 99% of the time on just about everything. Often, this will transpose to others as arrogance because they don't even try to argue their side. They'll just nod and smile at you and your argument, and then when you least expect it, will slowly teach you an opposite viewpoint. If you're wondering where they came from, the answer is from anywhere and nowhere and everywhere. They don't identify with one particular planet, reality, or universe. They come directly from oneness. If you suspect that your child to be a diamond child, the best you can do for him or her is to nurture his or her interest and encourage the child to stick to one or two subjects. One creative, such as art or music, and one intellectual, such as science or letters. Often a rainbow child will think or want to be mistaken for a diamond child. The main difference between the two is that the first is very much into religion, groups, and making things right, while the second merely lives life as purely to bring in the divine light into our reality. And these diamond children are extremely powerful if they so wished. They could make you do their bidding. They can change the weather, they could shift the vibration of an entire area, and they can manifest with ease and work out a solution or answer to any problem you present them with. As to their numbers, very few are incarnated here on Earth, but their numbers will increase in the next couple of decades. They'll be most comfortable with telepathic communication, will possess instant manifestation skills and telekinesis. They have never experienced the densities of Earth and have no concept of anger, hate, fear, greed, and separation. They're unfamiliar with the name of Earth the drama of Earth in relationships and between people. And diamond children are unable to cope with pain, suffering, and drama of the old Earth energies. They will resonate to the highest frequency of divine pure love and divine pure light, and will begin to uncover more about these children in the time to come. Sounds very exciting. And obviously, as an eighth dimensional being, it wouldn't take very many of them to be on the planet. Just from a very logical perspective, it would appear that if you're thinking about attracting a diamond being into your life, you might want to consider being one of those mothers that has the birth at home and not in a hospital. As I understand it, they do screenings of all the DNA of all kids born in hospitals. And I'm sure it'd be quite a challenge to be a parent of, and depending on the country that you live in and their laws and expectations, and certainly you'd want to keep them free from vaccinations. Very, very, very interesting topic, and one that I'm sure we're going to hear more and more about. And in conjunction with the previously mentioned information so far in tonight's program. The controllers, certainly, if you're going to control a population, you want to take away their history and their extraterrestrial history in particular, because, you know, up until a few decades ago, talking about extraterrestrials, you know, you must have wearing the tinfoil hat and had a screw loose. But now, it's becoming very common for people to, and most of the population definitely believes in life other than on Earth, and more and more beginning to believe it's already here. And another one of the ideas that they would do is to try to keep the people warring among themselves and having, you know, these separation between groups fighting one another, and lowering our immune system, which is very prevalent today in multiple ways that's done through the fluoride in the water, through GMO foods, through the chemtrails. It's vaccines as well. All these things lower your frequency, and making more people prone to disease, and of course the profits associated with them. And in conjunction with that, the Pleiadians have been telling us for several decades now to dump or severely limit television. And quoting from Barbara Marciniak and the Pleiadian sources, we recommend strongly that you get rid of your television sets. And I couldn't emphasize that, you know, too much. I don't know. I haven't had a TV for, you know, well over 10 years and don't intend to be involved. They're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there's an entire generation that's killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. Sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be, while subliminally you're being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. This subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planet beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you are going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. And as a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television. If you're able to be media free for periods of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clear and you begin to listen to what's going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. And what about the computer? Well, the second most predominant piece of hardware in the United States is the computer. And how many of you go to work on computers and end up getting a headache, particularly when you work for large corporations and are hooked up to their mainframe? Large companies are into aspects of mind control. They use your mind to generate energy to achieve something for themselves. Personal computers are not as potent and powerful. And from the Syrians, No More Secrets, No More Lives, Patricia Corey, subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the conscious, but perceived at the subconscious level. They are also transmitted via the internet. You are just beginning to recognize the dark potential of such technology. We call upon you to use great discretion when approaching the internet vehicle. It is of great importance that you take the time to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and to protect your energy fields whenever you enter this technology web. You can signify after alter the vibrational fields coming from your computers and entering others by willing that your thoughts and intention is to raise the intention of all conscious travelers moving along those wires. And she gives the following as something that you can say. As I enter here, I ask to be surrounded by white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcomed energies be bounced back to their source as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask the light ones to guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe. And also from the Pleiadian Self-Empowerment by Barbara Marciniak, the media captures your attention and then programs your imagination, essentially canceling out your unique creative drive to manifest your own reality, as well as your desire to know yourself. You have been conditioned to believe that all you need to know can now be found in the wonderful world of electronic boxes and the information and entertainment they hold. When the news is slanted towards a message of continuous war, a state of despair and a sense of hopelessness is created. A paralysis of power takes hold because you become convinced that the only reality is what is described and prescribed by the authorities in the box. Reality is created and produced by each and every one of you, and those seeking to control the world have kept this knowledge a well-guarded secret. And in conjunction with that, I guess you'll know that that's why on ET Yoga, I've been involved with promoting the use of the imagination and intentional reality creation. And if you're longtime listeners, you'll know that it pretty much comes up in one aspect or another on every show. And continuing along the line of Pleiadian information, in the Pleiadian state that from our point of view, you all have knowledge and you just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. And by the way, for new listeners to ET Yoga, I kind of have the machine gun approach towards information, so it comes at you quite rapidly. If you want to take your time and go through those suggestions about when viewing some of these electronic frequencies, then I suggest you go to the archives of BBS Radio, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. And right on the front page, it's Radio Archives. Hit the button and go to the date of the show. They usually appear within a day or two of the actual programming. So that's a good way for you to take your time and make sure that any of the information that you want to write down that you can, because I went too fast the first time. And I might also add that all electronics lower your frequency and are basically control devices. And monitoring devices. So to continue, the Pleiadians state that we've noticed that some of you from our location of experience are out there moaning and groaning, saying we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitation. With a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them, call them to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle, is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well, provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others. These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. When they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. And yoga pranayams would be perfect for this. Another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into a vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33, three times a day. And if you're able to work up to 33 spin three times a day so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we will see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level, press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet, shoulders width apart, so that you feel anchored and still feel the same spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra system inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. And we will add a postscript to these, as you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate. We would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water, fresh water, purified water, or spring water. Water acts as a conduit or conductor, and it keeps your system open and flowing. And I might add that I heard a little interesting bit of information as well this week regarding some of the chaos in our society. And actually, it was kind of like 2 points, because talked about a change in a coming split in the timeline. And this whole timeline business, I think, is very complex and confusing, and I don't pretend to be the master of timelines. However, in my gut, I kind of agreed with this information that there appears to be like somewhat like I guess when we look at magnetic poles of a north and a south, and we see that how energies are attracted, some of the energies attracted to the north, some attracted to the south, kind of like these little fine particles, metallic particles around magnets that go to a north and south pole. And the analogy would be that when the maximum amount of particles are headed in opposite directions and they reach their optimum point, that there'd be a split in the timeline. And my original understanding of timelines kind of along the same lines, it'd be like if there was a timeline where the Second World War was won by Germany, it couldn't coexist in the same timeline where the Allies won the war. So there'd be a timeline split. And in my way of thinking, this is consistent with Bashar as well, who says that at one point in time, some of these negative people and scenarios will just disappear. And I think it's an interesting thought that according to this viewpoint, this also connects with what Babaji was saying about a shift into fifth dimension. And clearly, we can see these polarities happening in the world today. And I think that there will be a shift in timeline. According to Simon Parks, he states actually that we shifted to a new timeline, and then the dark side shifted it back the other way again, and now it's back on the positive timeline. But I think this positive timeline is also going to be splitting. So that's my my interpretation of it. I guess it remains to be seen if that's a fact or not. And also with respect to reality creation, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I tend to break reality creation down into three parts. Number one is the information you were downloaded with for 7 years of your life by your initial caregivers. And you'll see those beliefs appear in your outer reality because it's your beliefs, intentions, emotions, definitions that you have that are reflected in what you experience in life. And so your duty there is at some point as a maturing adult is to thank your caregivers for those original good ideas and beliefs and to disregard those that no longer serve you. Now, the second area is in positive spin. In other words, your primary focus with a rational mind is to place positive spin on outer circumstances. The theory there being that when you place a positive definition and a positive spin on an outer circumstance, then you will have a positive experience. And similarly, if you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will have a negative experience. Based on the premise that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings, they are inherently neutral, and we determine by our spin and definition, we determine the outcome. And in this regard, then we go to the third type of reality creation, which is intentional reality creation. And I should put a kind of a caveat in here that I think even more importantly than doing intentional reality creation is being in line with your higher self. That's the primary goal here. And Bashar gives a really good exercise to do this, and that is to always follow your excitement. Following your excitement, following your joy is the compass needle that that indicates to you that's what your higher self wants you to be doing. And so following your excitement from moment to moment, like do the next most exciting thing you can. When you finish with that and you've taken it to the end, then look for the next most exciting. And it's a simple concept, but difficult to do. However, I think the main point here being is that if sometimes you're trying to intentionally create something and it doesn't happen, Bashar would say that know in your heart of hearts that you always get what you want, but maybe it's not the right time. So sometimes your higher self will organize things in a way that you will still get that thing, but it'll be at a time when it is most advantageous to you. It also kind of ties into the idea that, you know, it's more important to be in alignment with your higher self than it is to try to force something or create any kind of stress or anxiety around reality creation. And along the lines of reality creation, I highly recommend the Creative Camelot Club and the information from Merlin the Magician and Marilyn the Magician. And I'm going to share with you now a little bit more from Marilyn the Magician, from Merlin's message. And it says, "For your information, friends, in truth, there's no separation between you and anything that you want. Simply by allowing the creative wizard within you to come forth and play, you will come to see that you have one foot on royal land and the other in the force of the invisible universe. In your current version of reality, consciousness does not come forth from physicality. Physicality comes from the sea of consciousness. You chose to come forth from your non-physical state because you wanted to have an adventure in the physical realm. You knew this physical playground would present a joyous opportunity for growth. You set forth your intention to experience the soul's evolution. You plan to bring forth deeper awareness and insight to allow your dreams to take flight. And to do this best, you must sit at the helm of your ship, Creator. Earth is not a school, contrary to popular belief. View it as an abundant tool shop. Simply shop around for what excites you. Your quest for fulfillment is not a test. The Spiritual Emergence Broadcast System says, this is not a test of your faith or worthiness. You do not have lessons to learn, nor do you have anything to earn. Heaven is right here. Know that you already have all you require and desire. Ask, knowing that it is already given. It is your birthright as royal heirs. Royalty does not go without. That is not what you are about. Who you are is what thrills and excites you. It only takes a bit of introspection to recognize you want to follow that direction. There is no condemnation from on high. Divine love knows no limits, has no restrictions, and never condemns. It just is, and supports you unconditionally in your expression of creativity. You are of the family of universal royalty. Act the part, for it is written in your heart. You're here to thrive, not just survive. Some may call you selfish, but your life must be so important to you that you live it for you. If you don't respect yourself, how can that be mirrored back to you? You cannot be given, nor can you give what you do not have. You do not have debts of karma, and regret does not serve anyone well. This is just a self-made hell. Where is the joy of this ride if you use guilt as your guide? You are always loved unconditionally, and you are always going in the right direction, even if it seems all wrong. Remember that you can never be wrong or be wronged, although if you hold on tightly to such a view, you will be proved right by your own self-fulfilling prophecy. You get to be right about everything. There is no need for justification, apology, or greed. There is no right or wrong, good or bad, heaven or hell, other than what you perceive or view as such. For you never fail, you only grow, and that is all you need to know. Shame and blame bring more of the same. Know that there is nothing that you or anyone else is not capable of being. Do you not sense that this thought is freeing? If you see aspects of yourself that you feel are not very pretty and you lovingly allow them, heaven knows your beauty grows. Appreciate those aspects of self. Depreciation holds little worth. Love all conditions, for they have brought you to where you are, and they will carry you very far. Where you are is the only place that can take you to where you want to be. You are moving to that glorious state of consciousness that is unconditional love. And further, the royal rule of reflection. While here on Earth, there's only one rule that will show you all there is to know, for all of life is a mirror, and what I mean is easily seen in the royal rule of reflection. Your outer physical reality is only a reflection of who you are experiencing yourself to be, no more, no less. What you are being is what you are seeing. All reality is reflective of your relationship to everything. How you see it is how you get it. You are always empowering any reality you choose to reflect upon, so why not wield your power royally? If you're not experiencing something in your outer world, you are not experiencing it in your inner world. The world within is where all magic must begin. So if your vision has yet to appear, the reason is always clear. If you find that a desire is not manifesting anywhere, understand that you are not creating yourself to be there. Within you, there is no trace of lack or need. You can have anything you dream of, for your infinite supply has always been within. If you're humming in harmony with the tune of having something and it does not flow, relax. Know that in time it will be so, for it is simply not where you are meant to go. It is not the clearest reflection of your highest intention. Consider that 300 billion galaxies were discovered recently. This same energy that has created infinite galaxies flows through you. You are a being of tremendous power, and you are never given a desire without also being given the ability to fulfill that desire. Your awareness of that brings it to you with lightning speed. With enough of you projecting thoughts for planetary change, you could quite literally see projected outcomes rearrange. What begins as a thought, desire, dream, or fantasy is actually moving matter beyond what has been. You are extremely important in the evolution of all that is. You are worthy simply because you are. As you evolve within, you expand all that is beyond what has been. Every aware move, every conscious thought brings you into greater harmony with the physical reality you want. You are the one who holds the vision, be it clouded or clear. Use your conscious mind to bring forth what you hold dear. Whatever you are feeling is what you will be receiving, and what you are receiving is reflective of how you have been feeling. If you choose to see the positive in things, you will have more positive things to see. As anything goes out from you, it reflects back to you. Your world is a mirror. If you don't like the reflection, simply reflect upon something else. And she ends by saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, I am the one who creates it all. And as usual in ET Yoga, I'd like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your fulfillment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and certainly success in your endeavors with any reality creation techniques or ideas that you hear on the program. And if you want to make my week, give me an email at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. Or go to my website, etyoga.com, and you can contact me through that site as well. And I'd love to hear about suggestions you have for program and content, and especially love to hear about your successes with ideas or concepts, techniques that you heard on ET Yoga. And now I'd like to end the program by sharing with you the Vichara, or the Who Am I technique, as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And in this particular technique, you try to get to the highest place you can. It may be that you want to do your yoga asanas and pranayams and some meditation first, or whatever method that you so choose to get yourself into the highest place you know how to be. And then place your full attention in your third eye center and become that spot. And when you become that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that in a multiple of ways. You can do it 30 or 40 times or 5 times or slowly or rapidly and see what suits you. And when you really can focus yourself totally in that one spot and become that spot, then state the following to yourself. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds. Elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.